This NHL Action Network collaboration is presented by Bet365. Download the app or visit bet365.ca for the latest odds. And find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be older than 19. Available in Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
The Stanley Cup Final is set. Florida, Edmonton. It's time to preview it from a betting perspective. Hello and welcome to another NHL Action Network collaboration. Shout out to our friends over at Bet365. First and foremost, Nick Elberga and Pete Jensen with you. What's going on, Pete?
What's up, Nick? Yeah, really looking forward to diving into all these great odds on Bet365's website and app. Biggest storyline here is, will Canada end that 30-plus year hex for the Stanley Cup as a country? Big pressure here for the Oilers.
Massive pressure in this country, and massive pressure to make this guest today happy, our guy on the podcast. It's Michael Leboff from the Action Network. What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. Yeah, I'm happy to take some time out of my travels around the Cricket World Cup that's here on Long Island for you guys. This should be a lot of fun, the series. I don't know if it'll be as fun as India-Pakistan on Sunday, but it'll be fun.
Man, I tell you guys something. There hasn't been a Stanley Cup final in recent memory I've been this excited for, where I think it's two evenly matched teams going toe-to-toe, and the narratives write themselves, Leboff.
Yeah, and the odds kind of, they back that up, right? It's. I thought Florida was going to end up taking more money. Maybe it will. We've got some time. We've got some time till game one, but I thought we'd see this number move a little bit, but it's closer than I thought it would be. It would be made, you know, -130 for the Panthers. But this is kind of like what we saw with Edmonton and Dallas, right? Everyone was sort of writing Edmonton off before that series and expecting Dallas to be the bigger favorite, and the Oilers were able to wrap that in six. So maybe once again we're seeing the kind of the general narrative underrate the Oilers while the bettors are still backing them.
So I'll be frank here. I'm picking the Panthers despite in the preseason having the Oilers. The biggest reason why is the structure of Florida, Mike. And I feel like the path has been a little too easy for the Oilers. And even so, they have had some difficult times at points in the Kings series. Certainly came from behind in the series against the Canucks. And then the last round against Dallas, got very lucky with only 10 shots on goal in the clinching game. So do you echo that sentiment as like the 5-on-5 possession dominance of the Florida Panthers could really overwhelm McDavid, Draisaitl and company?
Yeah, I would lean towards the Panthers. I don't think there's all that much betting value in the series line. I'll get into some stuff I'd rather play. But I do agree with you. I think that Florida's probably set up to win a best of seven against the Oilers better than the Oilers are set up to win a best of seven against the Panthers. I think it's going to come down to something so simple question here, which is, can Connor McDavid just take this thing over? And if he can, of course, all bets are off. And I know that's like a simple cop-out answer, but I feel like in this series where you're looking at how the Panthers play, it's really going to come down to that, whether he can break free enough and have enough games where he is, you know, he does stuff like he did in game six against the Stars. So I do think that makes the Oilers a little less likely to win than the Panthers, but it is tight, man. The Oilers really impressed me in the business end of that series against the Stars with the way they defended and played at even strength. So, I'm curious to see. It sounds like a lot of people are on both sides of this equation, and I think that, like Nick said, that makes for a really compelling series.
They absolutely locked it down. You're so right, and I think you're bang on in your assessment with McDavid. I would throw Stuart Skinner into that conversation as well. It's going to be the case every time Edmonton plays the goaltending, and I thought Skinner rose to the occasion the final three games of that conference final. But you talked about the proper way to bet the series. I agree with you. I don't think it's just outright you pick a winner. I think you have to go different avenues, right?
Yeah, so if you like the Oilers, I really think that you should just bet Connor McDavid at the better number to win the Conn Smythe. Like at this point, it would be a shock if he doesn't get voted as the Conn Smythe winner if the Oilers win the Stanley Cup, barring injury. And if he's injured, then I don't think the Oilers really have a chance. So he's +190 at Bet365. You look at the series prices, you know, you get like 80 cents better. So at this point, I would just bet the McDavid Conn Smythe if you want to bet the Oilers to win this series. The Panthers side of the equation in the Conn Smythe market is a lot trickier to break down, and I know we'll get into that. So I think if you want to bet the Panthers to win the series, you just bet the Panthers series line. If you want to bet the Oilers, you'd bet McDavid Conn Smythe.
No, and it's true about McDavid. I mean, like, especially when the votes come into play, like, I mean, this is generational stuff. This is one of the best players of all time, having one of, who knows, maybe one of his only chances. You know, he's in his prime right now. He's been dropping 150-point seasons left and right lately, and historically has been really good in the playoffs as well. So it's turned away from that narrative, I think, early in the playoffs when, like, oh, Drysdale's outscoring him. Zach Hyman's leading the league in goals. He still is. Bouchard could have a historic postseason in terms of defenseman points at the end of the series if the Oilers win, but I think this McDavid thing just supersedes everything. And that's a reason why I would tell casual hockey fans out there, you know, don't be turned away by the fact that it's two random markets really far away from each other in Florida and Edmonton. This is legacy type stuff with McDavid here on the line.
Like you said, this is an award that gets voted on by the media, and this could be their only chance to vote Connor McDavid to win a Conn Smythe. So I don't think a lot of media members are going to pass that opportunity up if he's skating around with the Stanley Cup. We'll get one or two guys that go, you know, or guys or girls that go off the raw walls with their vote. We always do. But I think it's pretty clear that it'll be McDavid for the Oilers. But the Panthers Conn Smythe conversation is really interesting. I think most people right now would say it's Barkov. I think that's right. He is their favorite, right there with Matt Tkachuk. There's some other guys up there too. Bob is tied in odds with Barkov, and then Tkachuk right behind them. But I think there's some other guys we could talk about here.
I'm glad you guys brought that up. I would just add too on Edmonton. I brought this up last round. He's probably not going to get the love he deserves, but maybe in Canada, 14 goals in 18 games for Zach Hyman. If it's not McDavid, if you talk about maybe an injury or something, I think it would be Hyman. I think the odds are pretty damn good if you want to put a bit on that. But from the Florida perspective, Liboff, I think it's wide open. Like, I think Barkov is the front runner right now. But then you wonder about what happened last season with Bobrovsky in that run, and I think he almost had a chance of winning it even though they lost to the Vegas Golden Knights. Maybe that plays in. And I wouldn't sleep on Matthew Tkachuk. Everybody loves this guy. He could take over the Stanley Cup final. I think he's in play as well for the Conn Smythe.
I think all these guys are. I think this is what makes it very fun to bet, right? Like, you can make an argument for Barkov. He's the two-way guy. I think right now most media members, if they had to pick, would go with Barkov. Bobrovsky's right there. Tkachuk at 6-1. He's right there too. I think that there's still room for someone else if they have a monster series. You look at the stats, it's pretty spread out. Tkachuk leads them in points. Verhaeghe's right behind him at 17. Then it's Barkov with 6-11. Sam Reinhart still has room. He's lagging in the points race, but he's got 8 goals, 1 behind Verhaeghe for the team lead. And then there's the case of Gustav Forsling. And he's the one that I'm kind of circling a little bit here. I don't think he's gonna win. He's 66-1. He's getting a ton of attention now, and he's been, I think, the Panthers' best defender by leaps and bounds. He's probably been their second best player, maybe their most consistent player behind Barkov. If Connor McDavid doesn't have a good series, like if the Panthers are able to win this thing, keep McDavid off the scoreboard, and Forsling is the reason, makes some big plays, he scores another big goal. He's had a couple of huge ones already for the Panthers in this playoffs. I can see a world here where Forsling starts to at least enter the conversation. So I think 66-1 is just long enough to have me interested. I wouldn't really say it's a slam dunk bet that you want to absolutely make. But if you're looking at the Panthers, like, you can make a case for 4 or 5 guys already. I don't think Forsling is a terrible shout at this kind of price. Like, it comes down to the price more than anything. He's not 8-1. He's 66-1. And he's probably been, you know, their second or third best player. Maybe you can make an argument their best player. So Forsling to me is my favorite Conn Smythe future still left on the board. And I think it's absolutely worth a play.
It's true. And when you compare Forsling to Bouchard, Forsling's probably the better overall defenseman. Not probably, he is. And his edge stats I was looking at, they're really closer than you would think to Bouchard, who's putting up monster historic numbers in the scope of his position so far through 3 rounds. I also wanted to mention to you know, piggyback off what you said, Nick, about Tkachuk, I actually like the plus 800 number on him to lead the series in goals as opposed to the plus 600 number on him to win the Conn Smythe, because I feel like the other one's more likely. It's based on results only. You know, nothing's going to get lost in the shuffle in terms of the votes. And we saw it last year, right, in the conference final. Remember, he scored like, what, three overtime goals or something like that? He could win that with, you know, four or five goals in this series. It's only going to be 5 to 7 games probably.
The scoring, I think, in the series makes that market, right, most goals, interesting, because we just saw the Rangers and Panthers play a really, really tight series. There was one game that really kind of got off the rails, and that was it. And even that one, it was just, I don't think you'd see that. You wouldn't see many versions of that game in this series. I think that the Panthers did a really good job of being disciplined. Both these teams have very strong penalty kills so far in this playoffs. So I don't know how many barn burners we'll see. Hopefully we get a lot. You know, that makes for better viewing, of course. But if you look back at that Rangers series, because of how tight things were and how good the Panthers were at shutting down the Rangers' big dogs, Sam Bennett ended up winning, leading that series in goals, or tied for it, whatever it was. And he was 30-1. And I think that is something to explore again in this series, right? If you think it's going to be tight 2-1s, 3-2s, that really opens the door for someone to lead it, to lead the series in goals from down the board. I think Anton Lindell at 40-1 is up there for an interesting one. I even think this is a little crazy, but his line mate, A2 Luostarinen, at 150-1, if you're looking for a big long shot, is also worth a bet. And honestly, like the Barkov number at 14-1 isn't bad at all. So I would try to steer clear of betting Oilers in that market, because I think those guys they're much more top heavy than the Panthers. But I think if you get a Florida player with like 4 or 5 goals, he absolutely can lead the series in goals. So those are the guys I'm looking at here.
My pick will be Carter Verhaeghe for most goals to lead this series in scoring. That's my play. Over-under, I think, always intrigues me. I like to play that number quite a bit. It's at 5.5. For game one, actually, I like the under. I think extended time off for both teams, I think they're going to be very cognizant of that. More laid back. I expect a low-scoring game one. But in general, how are you playing that number, Leboff?
I'll tell you what. The first bet I'll make in this series for game one will be the first period to stay scoreless. I think 0-0 in game one, as these two teams feel each other out. They've got a week off. It's going to be better than 3-1 in all likelihood. Usually Oilers games, it's closer to plus 350. We saw it come down in the Panthers Rangers to around 3-1 as the series went on. But this is always a bet I like. I know a lot of people love to play that first period under 1.5, but if you already think it's going to be under, you know, if there's going to be one goal in the period, I like taking the extra shot on the bigger odds. So I think that's a bet I'm going to make in game one. And then as we get towards the elimination games as well, we see these teams have every elimination game, even like the 2-2 games, when, you know, it's a huge, obviously huge part, an inflection point of the series. Teams come out, they're a little bit more cautious to start. They don't want to make that first mistake. They don't want to take an early penalty. They're trying to get to their game and to their structure right away, and it makes for very cagey, stodgy first periods. So if game one, first period under under half a goal, so to end scoreless, to end 0-0, that's the first bet I'll make for game one on Saturday night.
Two of my favorite bets for game one: Sam Bennett, anytime goal, plus 400. He's averaging half a goal per game, 10 points in 12 games so far. Remember, he missed a little time because of injury, and Lindell stepped up during that time. But such a key component in this series and matching up against for Florida, Drysdale and McDavid. You know Barkov's going to bring it to contain whoever he's playing against. But if Bennett's healthy, he could score on one end and physically impose his will on the other end. So I like that. I also think, because of the adjustment in style of play, Mike, that I mentioned earlier, how I think Florida has that edge in the series, I would be willing to take the puck line on them in game one, just because it could be a rude awakening for Edmonton after a pretty clear path so far, you could say.
Yeah, I could see it. Like, and I'm really interested on in game one how these two teams just shake off the rust. Like, this is unprecedented. It's almost a little peculiar to give these two teams off. I get, like, you want to get healthy teams and make sure everyone's as close to 100% as possible at this time of year, and you got to set it up for TV. I get all that, but at the same time, these teams haven't had these long breaks, right? They just played, both of these played a slobber knocker of a series in the conference final, and I'm sure that they're appreciating the rest. But you wonder how many mistakes in the goaltending too, like that. You give a goalie like a week off, especially like Nick said, like Skinner found his form really well towards the end of that Dallas series, and Bob was lights out against the Rangers for the most part. So how do those guys react? So it's the question marks are crazy for me for game one. It's really, really hard game to call for me. That's why I'm liking the angle of it just coming out and looking kind of ugly, like a sleepy kind of start to the series in that first period.
Let's talk exotics now. There's always something wacky out there. Is there anything you're identifying and being like, I am playing that right now?
Yeah, one I like is, I'll say it again, like I think that bookmakers always underrate extremes. If you go Bet365, you can play like correct scores after a certain amount of games and after game four. I like the Oilers sweep at 12-1, I think is a big enough number to play it. And to the point that Pete was making, right, like there's going to be an adjustment period. There's going to be a long layoff here. The Oilers are 12-1 in this market compared to the Panthers being 9-1. If you flipped them, I would be banging the drum here for the Panthers instead. If you look at the series as a whole, right, we're thinking, okay, coin flip, probably tight. Both these teams are really good. They can win different ways. But just because a game is a coin flip doesn't mean it can't end up heads three times in a row, right? Like, and at that case, you're sitting on a 12-1 ticket on the Oilers. So I think that at 12-1 is a little high. We know that this Oilers team has potential to just come out and storm any team in the league, right? They won 17 games in a row, was that, earlier in the year. Like I said, you can make the same argument for the Panthers too, but it's just that the number is much better for the Oilers since they're the series underdog. And I also like road wins in the series. So the playoffs have been all about the road teams this year, right? I know that these two teams clinched at home and kind of quieted that narrative down a little bit. But if you go to Bet365 and you look at road wins in the series, you can get over 3.5 for +320. I think that is worth a bet too. You're asking each team to win, you know, maybe you get a split from one and then the other one to maybe sweep the two back-to-backs on the road. We've seen it enough in these playoffs to tell you that the home ice just is muted, right? And if you want to talk about travel in this series, that's fine. But you have so much time off before the series, everyone should be fresh, and they're getting 2 days off between a lot of the venue switches. So I'm not too worried about fatigue in that regard. So I think that if you want to play the over 3.5 road wins, that's also worth a look at Bet365.
Very nicely done. I want to cater as well to like your casual bettor. I think the unique thing about hockey is that there's going to be a lot of people that show up when they hear the name Connor McDavid. They're going to show up when they see Florida back in the Stanley Cup final for the second consecutive season. Are there some casual bets you like out there? Like the one thing I always like to bring up when people ask about betting NHL, the amount of games in a series, like how many games you think it's going to go, 6 or 7? Is there any avenues you'd go there?
To me, when everyone's talking about a series like this, being tight, being a classic, you know, everyone's really excited about it. You got to put on the black hat and go the other way, unfortunately. Like, that's where the value is going to be. So you want to bet. I'd bet into the shorter series if you're just looking for the best value. Like, I would much rather do that than just go with the narrative that this is going 6 or 7. Like, yeah, in all likelihood, it goes deep. But at the same time, the value is just not going to be there because the bookmakers know that that's how everyone's looking at this thing. It's tight. But as I said, you could... you can flip a coin as many times as you want and you can get heads. And I think that, hey, with the break, we don't know if the team comes rusty, et cetera. So I'd bet into the shorter series rather than the longer.
Man, the way I see this series breaking down, obviously special teams is huge. The goaltending, I will play some Stuart Skinner saves props early on in the series. I think Florida, I don't know if you agree, like similar to the New York Rangers series, it got carried away with the shot volume. I expect the exact same thing in this series.
I would say that's a good call too, right? Like we could see at least one game. Let's put it this way. I would play the alt. You can play alt totals on saves. And usually if you play a goalie at like 40 plus, you're getting better than 8-1, sometimes closer to like 11-1. I would be shocked if there's not a game in the series where Skinner is S to face like 43 shots, right? So That's what I'm looking at. I'll probably play a couple times. We saw it with the Rangers series. Shesterkin had to stand on his head a couple times and make 40 plus. I mean, even against the Hurricanes, he had to, he got to, what, 50 something in one game. I know it went to overtime, but that's something that I think is a really good call. Like I would look at that Skinner alternate saves total, because I would expect the ice to be tilted towards the Edmonton net more often than not, similar to what we saw in the Rangers. Probably not as pronounced, but it will be.
So is that your final word? You like Florida in this series? Because I've been going back and forth. I like the Panthers, but I think there honestly could be too much value in Edmonton outright to win this series. It's crazy to say that, but people are loving Florida. I get it. But sometimes it just feel like star players, Pete brought it up earlier on, like they get their moment and they usually seize that moment.
Yeah, it's true. But I think if odds aside, I would pick Florida here. With the odds, like I said, my favorite bet if you're playing the series would be just to go with the McDavid. Conn Smythe pick if you're betting the Oilers. If you're betting the Panthers, you can play -130. I think it's fine as well. But my favorite bets, as I said, like I like that Lundell most goals at 40-1. I think his line mate Listerainen is interesting at 150, because I'm not expecting power plays to really take over the series. So I'm looking for 5-on-5 guys as well. So, and then I think that Forsling Conn Smythe play at 66 is interesting too.
I think there's a clean sweep on this show. Like Pete brought up the fact that he's going with Florida. I'm going with Florida. You're going with Florida. Any love for Edmonton, producer Bob Bender?
Well, first of all, I have to jump in and apologize. Pete's having some technical issues. We got him in there the first half of the show. Bobby's got a flight to catch to get to Buffalo, so we don't have time to troubleshoot. So Petey does a great job always. He's not going to be able to chime in the rest of the way. I don't see an Edmonton win. However, there could be an injury. Bobrovsky could go down that path that he goes down sometimes where he can't make a save. Maurice has got to make a decision with the goalie. Maybe, you know, Tkachuk gets hurt like he did last year. That's the path I see for the Oilers, which is crazy considering they have Dreisaitl and McDavid and Hyman going and Skinner's in the zone. I just think it's the Panthers' year. What could I say? What could I say? Nick, I can't say anything more than that. So Bobby's taking the Panthers. What is it? -125. Let's go. I'll take them in six games. How about that?
Clean sweep. I'm going with Florida in six games. How many games do you have, Lee Buff?
Ooh, I'll go five. Florida five. I think it'll be a little quicker than people think.
Fair enough. And I know Pete can't speak, but he's bringing up in the chat, which is a really good point. Last year's Stanley Cup final against Vegas, 1-4 was Bobrovsky, an .844 save percentage, Bob. So we're on to something
here.
We're on to something.
Look at Petey finding a way to contribute any which way he can. The mic is silenced. For once, the mic is silenced on Petey Jensen. He's still chiming in the chat. Last word, anything else before we put a bow on it?
No, that's it. Pete's our Barkov. Why don't you promote Line Change?
Yeah, we'll be back. We're recording, I think, Thursday this week to do our Stanley Cup final preview. We'll get deeper into the betting markets, and we'll have episodes for every game here. Then we'll probably take a quick look ahead to next year, maybe throw some more Cricket World Cup in there as well, which is happening in Pete and my backyard over at Eisenhower Park on Long Island. Nice. Bob, too, you're not too far away, Bob. You can get down there.
I might find my way somehow at the Cricket facilities, Michael. I'll see you there. We'll have a cocktail, watch some Cricket.
Craziest security I've ever seen at a sporting event, so get there early.
All right, there you have it. Looking forward to Game 1 coming up on Saturday night from Amerant Bank Arena. Many thanks to producer Bob Bender. For Pete Jensen and Michael Leboff, I'm Nick Alberga. This NHL Action Network collaboration is presented by Bet365. Download the app or visit bet365.ca for the latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be older than 19, available in Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
For the last time, the 2024 season, it's never ordinary. I'm channeling Jesse Pinkman at Bet365, baby!